It was summer, and both of our fathers were away on business. So my mother and her best friend had us six kids for company. And we were rascals. And being six rascals, we promptly ran around the house, we pushed each other into the pool, and we broke a screen door. And by the end of the afternoon, the very long afternoon, my mother looked over at my friend, at her friend, who was, they were both rocking like super shoulder pads, and their hair was even bigger than their shoulder pads. And she took a long drag of her cigarettes, and she exhaled one word. Children. Children. In my Catholic home, growing up, we had this absolutely radiant and totally disconnected from reality portrait of the Mother Mary. So there is the Mother of God in her radiant blue robe, and she looks serene, she looks beatific, she looks like she has never had to bend over and wipe dirt off a child's face, or deal with snot, or throw up. She looks like a woman who has like a fleet of nannies. So in our opening responsive reading, we listed a vast and many different ways to act or be a mother. And to act as a mother, it's to participate in the ongoing act of tending life. It's protecting what is fragile, it's nourishing what is becoming, and saying to those tiny little bright beings called children that you deserve to exist fully in this world. You deserve to be all that you can be, and you deserve a peaceful world where you can grow and flourish. Whether or not they annoy their little brother or break a screen door, those are always there. When we read Julia Ward Howe's Mother's Day proclamation, it called for women across the world to resist the machinery of war and refuse to let their children be made enemies of one another. And that's one way of truly seeing kids. Children deserve a better world. They deserve a much better world than the one we have right now. For Howe, her vision for Mother's Day, it was more than just a single day. It was a lifelong commitment to peace. And although Howe's proclamation did not become the Mother's Day that we Americans have come to know, the idea lived on. And in 1907, there was Anne Reeves Jarvis, who was an activist, and she worked with mothers in communities that were fractured by poverty, disease, and war. Before and during the Civil War, Jarvis organized Mother's Day Work Club in what was then West Virginia. And this was to improve sanitation, to prevent illness through nutrition, to care for children, and to support struggling mothers. And they were little actions, but little by little, they had a big, big impact, so much that this other idea of Mother's Day arose in 1907. So like Howe, Jarvis saw motherhood as the civic, moral, and peace-oriented duty. It was love made practical, and it was moving beyond fear into the transformation of society. And yet, Mother's Day, the Mother's Day that these prophetic women envisioned, was derailed by the most American of foes, commercialism. So the card bakers, the chocolate makers, the florists, even I guess the carpenters who made those breakfast trays, they all did very well with Mother's Day. But this deeper message of peace, of protecting children, of resistance to needless bloodshed, that's a really hard card to fit beside best mother ever. So, it's up to us then to embody the full original spirit of Mother's Day that these women have. And I promise we don't need to go into a Civil War battlefield to achieve this. It starts with what we learned as children, the golden rule, treating each other as we want to be treated. Treating children how we would have wanted to be treated when we were children by the grown-ups in our lives. It starts by looking at those positive maternal figures that you had in your own life and emulating that, setting out a ripple. It's in the way that we listen to a child when they might be telling a very rambling story. It's in the patience that we offer a teenager who's trying to discover who they are, or in the gentleness that we will show a terrified young person. It's in the connection to one another that we foster each other and we make this world better. Every interaction becomes a sort of inheritance. It's a contribution to building a kinder and more just world. There are so many young people. Here we have children and grandchildren, nieces and nephews, students, neighbors, high schoolers who are juggling 5 APs and 10 extracurriculars. We have a young adults who are trying to believe that the future still has hope for them, despite the current state of the world. Acting like a mother means to be human in all its complexities and connections. It means teaching the young in our lives whether power can dominate or it can protect, that mistakes don't have to lead to shame, but growth. And that love is not conditional, but enduring. That this world needs them, and they belong to this world just as much as the adults in their lives do. Hal understood something that we as humanity need to remember, and that is love that links us to our fellow humans, that is an act of love. That is a love that asks us to imagine a society better than what we have. A society that's worthy of our children who will inherit it. So whether we are mothers or not, whether this day brings us comfort or sorrow, whether we were well-mothered or poorly mothered or not mothered enough, we are all called into this work of acting maternally towards the young in our lives by the commitments we make to one another in this room. It's a call that beckons us beyond our own walls to the human family and beseeches us to lift up the sacred worth of every child. Hal's proclamation offers us mothering love at its widest, its most courageous, its most stubborn. It refuses to be refused. It's refusing to allow our children to be taught cruelty, for human grief to be segmented by nationality, to let the world, the youngest among us, inherit a world where violence is treated as wisdom. Doesn't mean that we know all the answers or that peace is simple. I'm not in the illusion that there are no conflicts or dangers, no terrible atrocities going on in this world. However, it does mean our first loyalty must be towards humanity, to one another. Our Unitarian Universalist faith calls us to affirm the inherent worth and dignity of every person, those near to us and far away, those whose names we do know and those we do not. And so then, in this broad idea of Hal and Jarvis's original idea of Mother's Day becomes larger than just a single family unit. It expands outward to the whole human family, from here in Palo Alto to every place in the world where children are trying to live, grow, learn, and survive. You do not need to be a mother to act maternally. You do not need to have given birth or raised a child or held the title of parent to want the best for our children in this world. You do not have to be a mother to become like Anne Jarvis, a healer of communities. You do not have to be a mother to become like Julia Ward Howe, a voice crying out against the needless bloodshed. Each in our own way contains the capacity to act as these faucets of love enduring for humanity. So there's a reason why they say it takes a village to raise a child. Children need more than just supervision. They need care that treats them as whole human beings. And together, we can be that village. We need each other. One person may bring steadiness, one person may bring laughter, one advocacy, wisdom, a bubble tree trip, a ride, a listening ear, a safe place to land. We are that village for our children. And together we act as the love that carries the children forward into a better world. I just want to return back briefly to the story in the beginning. After that same day when we broke the screen door, there's another memory that arises afterwards, and it's later when the screen door has been faded into the memory of hours before. And the energy of six children were quelled as we went onto the beach of Lake Huron and started skipping stones as we watched the sunset. And as that light of the sun faded into the gentle waves of the lake, my mother put her arms around me and kissed my head. May every child, every young person, every person growing and forming in their life's journey encounter through us at least one clear reflection of this statement. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of dignity. You are worthy of a better world. Every child is worthy. Happy Mother's Day, humanity. Amen.